Hey guys, and welcome back to Skin, the Surface and the Depths. For today's episode, we'll be taking a look at the skin disease scleroderma. Scleroderma, or systemic sclerosis, is a chronic connective tissue disease generally classified as one of the autoimmune rheumatic diseases. The word scleroderma comes from two Greek words, sclero, meaning hard, and derma, meaning skin, and it just so happens to be that hardening of the skin is one of the most visible manifestations of this disease. The disease has been called progressive systemic sclerosis, but the use of that term has been discouraged since it has been found that scleroderma is not necessarily progressive. The disease pretty much varies from patient to patient. Some common misconceptions pertaining to this disease is that it is contagious and infectious, or an early sign of cancer. Well, those people are completely wrong, because scleroderma is not contagious, not infectious, and, you guessed it, not cancerous. So then, you might be asking yourself, well, if it's not contagious, infectious, or cancerous, then how serious could scleroderma really be? And my answer to you is this. Any chronic disease can be serious. The symptoms of scleroderma vary greatly from each person, and the effects of scleroderma can range from very mild to life-threatening. The seriousness will depend on which parts of the body are affected and the extent to which they are affected. A mild case can become more serious if not treated properly. You can get a preventative jump on scleroderma by getting a diagnosis from a properly qualified physician. This process may require consultation with rheumatologists, which are arthritis specialists, and/or dermatologists. It may also require some blood studies and other specialized tests depending on which organs, if any organs, are infected. But don't even think about going anywhere quite yet, because when we come back, I'll be telling you guys what you should be watching out for and if you're potentially at risk.
Prilosec OTC can stop frequent heartburn before it begins. Heartburn happens when stomach acid refluxes into the esophagus. Prilosec OTC uses a unique delayed-release formula that helps it pass through the tough stomach acid. It then works to turn down acid production, blocking heartburn at the source. With just one pill a day, you get 24-hour heartburn protection. Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
And we're back. Did you know that about 300,000 Americans have scleroderma, and that the ratio of men to women in positive diagnoses is 4-1? Well, although the exact cause of scleroderma is still unknown, scientists and medical researchers know that scleroderma involves an overproduction of collagen. Even though it is not genetic, research indicates that there is a susceptibility gene, which raises the likelihood of getting scleroderma, but by itself does not cause the disease. Now, that 300,000 number isn't there to scare you. It's there to make you aware of this disease and to encourage you to see your medical advisor if you're experiencing any of the following symptoms: thickening and swelling of the fingers, Raynaud's phenomenon, joint pain, taut, shiny, or darker skin on large areas, and limited mobility or immobility of fingers, wrists, and/or elbows due to the thickening of the skin. Some more serious symptoms for cases of systemic forms of scleroderma, which is associated with internal organs, as follows. Calcium bumps on your fingers, elbows, knees, or other bony areas, sores on your fingertips or knuckles, a grating noise when you move your inflamed joints and tissues, problems with the esophagus, heartburn and trouble swallowing, scarring of the lungs, shortness of breath, heart failure and abnormal heart rhythms, and/or high blood pressure and failures of the kidneys. So, what is the treatment for scleroderma? Currently, there is no cure for scleroderma, but there are many treatments available to help particular symptoms. For instance, heartburn can be controlled by medications called proton pump inhibitors, or PPIs, which is the commercial that showed previously. Some treatments are directed towards decreasing the activity of the immune system. Some people with mild cases may not need medication at all, and occasionally people can go off their treatment when their scleroderma is no longer active. Because there is so much variation from one person to another, there is a great variation in the treatments prescribed. Well, that's all I have for you guys today. I hope you learned a little something new and not too terrifying about scleroderma. Catch you next time on Skin, the Surfaces and the Depths.